And keeping with the Halloween theme this morning on the program, we thought we would try to raise a spirit right now. So, George, let's really concentrate and let's see if we can...
Can we turn off the lights?
Contact. Yeah, that would help.
All right.
Let's light a couple of candles and let's see if we can contact somebody from the great beyond.
What are we supposed to say?
Hello, great beyond spirits. Can anybody hear us? Is anybody there?
That sounded too generic.
Oh, wait, I hear somebody. Hello, come in. Yes, is this a spirit from the beyond?
Yeah, who we got there?
It's the Musers from the Ticket.
Oh, yeah, hey, George and Craig, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good, who's this?
I'm the ghost of Halloween's past.
Ghost of Halloween's past.
Yeah, just, that's all you need to know. I'm a ghost. What do you want to know, man? You're busting my balls here. What do you want to know?
Grew up in New York, I guess.
No, I was born and died in Forney, Texas. What? The New York? What are you talking about?
Your accent doesn't sound like Forney, Texas.
Yeah, you know, things change when you die, George.
Oh, really?
Things change when you die. Yeah, it sucks. I tell you, it sucks being a ghost. It really does. A lot of hanging out at graveyards and... It's just a lot of haunting and flying around and all that, you know?
Yeah. You don't like that?
No. I mean, you're just bored. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You die and you become a ghost and you're bored. About the only thing there is to do to pass the time is, you know, to rub one out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You still do that in the next world?
Well, that's why so many people report that ghosts are always moaning, you know? Oh. That's what we're always doing in the other room.
Okay. That explains it.
What?
Huh?
You become trapped between realms when you die with unresolved conflict.
Mm,
so okay. That's why I'm still a ghost and I haven't passed over to the heavens.
What's your unresolved conflict?
Well, you know, that's the thing, George, is I'm damned to roam the earth for all eternity because I died while a friend owed me $10. You know, minor. It was like the most minor.
Boy, it really seems minor.
So minor.
But I happened to die right there at that time. And that's why I've been roaming the earth now for 140 years.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'll be 141 come this spring.
Forney was around 150 years ago?
In a little town.
I guess that was a bunch of money back then.
Take a horse and buggy to the post office 50 miles away. It was a beating, I tell you what. Sports radio back then sucked.
Oh, I bet.
But, you know, it's cool being a ghost because you get to see all these, all the living things and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I call you. I call you the living things.
The living
and
things
stuff.
And stuff.
Yeah, you know, and you guys, it's fun. You both of you, you entertain me. I like to watch you guys just going about your day and stuff.
That's a little creepy, but I guess that's what you do.
Hey, Junior, I love watching you shoot the squirrels. Oh, God, I get the biggest kick out of that.
I'm not a very good shot yet, am I?
Now, what you do over their corpses, now that's sick.
Okay, let's come public with that.
You finished to that. I mean, geez, come on. And George,
yeah.
If I were you,
uh-huh.
I'd delete that browser history a little more often. We're having fun. But I don't think, you know, searching for power bottoms is that unusual these days. But
I'm not even sure what that is.
I try to haunt you guys, but you never respond to me. I'm always trying to get your attention.
Well, how do we know?
We're not picking up on the signs.
I'm knocking your mail off the countertops. I'm turning on your faucets. I make cold spots throughout your home, but you guys never respond to me.
Come on,
I want to talk sports with somebody.
All right, we'll look for those.
Well, what do you want to talk about? What sports?
Well, let's talk about the World Series or something.
How about that? Did you haunt the Astros?
Oh, the Astros in the World Series?
Yeah.
I haven't followed it since the 27 Yankees, so you need to catch me up to date here.
Who are the Astros,
yeah,
I guess?
Who are the Astros? I don't even know. You know, most people can't see me.
Yeah.
It's only children and people who are going to heaven that can actually see me.
Okay, interesting.
If I were you guys, I would, you know, I'm praying a little more.
Bad news for us.
Yeah, you know. So it means if you don't see me flying around, you're going to hell. So make sure you do something quickly to kind of get that in order. By the way, speaking of going to hell, Josh Hamilton did it.
Oh, you know this for a fact.
Yeah, I'm just saying. No, I don't know it as a fact. This is opinion.
Oh, okay.
This is your opinion. I just saw the story on DallasNews.com and read it and had an opinion.
I think you'd be...
No special knowledge, no.
I think you'd have more knowledge than just going to websites.
You know, If you guys need me to get a void to somebody who's passed, I can do such a thing.
A void?
Yeah, you know, slip me $5. I'll tell a loved one that, you know, you actually cared or something like that.
You want to tell John Ritter that we miss him?
Yeah,
I'll tell John Ritter that. Or, if you want me to punch Hitler in the nuts, I can get you that.
Okay. Yeah, do that too.
Give him a cheap shot.
Before I let you go, what's the white elephant lineup? Could you go through that with me?
We don't have time to run through the whole lineup right now. Just listen on December 4th.
All right. Now, I want you guys, here, listen. Guess what I'm doing?
Huh.
Oh,
okay.
That's enough. Bye. See ya. It's a ghost from beyond here on Halloween. 8:45 on the ticket.